Amen. Remain standing, please, for the reading of God's Word, if you don't care. I'm going to be in Romans, the 12th chapter, the first two verses. You can turn there if you want. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart. I thank you, Father, for your mercy and grace, Lord. I thank you for your spirit that we feel here this morning, Lord. I thank you for your love. I thank you for all the things that you've given us. I thank you, Father, for your son Jesus, Lord, that died upon that cross so many years ago, Father, for us. And Lord, that power is still there today. We feel it, Lord. Father, we praise you for all that. And Lord, we ask you, Father, to be with the message this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would open hearts in the way that you'd have it, Lord. And Father, we'll give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Paul's telling, in Romans, telling us and telling the Roman church, he said, Christians are to be different in this world. That's what he's telling them. And if there's not much difference in your life, can I say this? Then it's time to renew your mind. May I say that to you this morning? And I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this. And I don't want you clocking out on me here in a little bit. I don't know what you're turning out on me because this is important this morning. I want to ask you this morning, are you different this morning? Are you different? What do you mean, Pastor Dave? What do you mean, are you different? How do your friends, how does your family, how do those that are acquainted with you, how do they see you? That's my question for you this morning. Do you fit right in? Or is there a difference in your life here this morning? Now that's a question that each and every one of you have got to answer for yourself. I'm not up here to put nobody down. I'm up here to help you to go, to grow, and to be a better Christian. See what it is, we're ending this year. We're starting next year. 2019 is fast approaching. And my question to you this morning is, are you different? Are you different? If you're not different, then you know what? The Bible plainly states here that renewing of your mind is important. Do you realize this morning that your mind is the first line of defense? It is the first line of defense whenever the devil comes against us, whenever we're able to stand against it. Do you realize that your mind's the first thing that he tries to go after? I'll give you some time to think about that before we go on. At the end of it, I want to get back to you here this morning. But my question to you this morning is, are you different this morning? Paul knew what it meant to be transformed. And if you're born again here this morning, you know what it means to be transformed. I know how I was before I was saved, and I know how I am today after I've been saved. Oh yeah, there's been a lot of years from that time. But I'm telling you, the moment that I got saved, that Wednesday night that I got saved, I was transformed. I was different. Paul knew that, you know what? It was a life-changing transformation. He knew that. It would affect every aspect of a person's life. That's what it means to be transformed. That's what it means to be saved. Every aspect of your life, it goes from the way we act to the way that we think. Are you the same as those around you? Or are you different here this morning? That's a pretty valid question. That's a pretty important question to ask you this morning. You know, we know that this happened to us because of the basic message of Jesus Christ. I heard, before I got saved, I heard the basic message of Jesus Christ. I knew that I was lost. I knew that I was a sinner. I knew that I needed something in my life that nothing else has ever given me before that point in my life. I knew that. And I knew that after I got saved, I remember the infilling of the Holy Spirit in my life, and there was no doubt in my life that I was saved from that point on. I knew that I was saved. He also knew that salvation, Paul knew this, was just the beginning. He knew that there was a path that we had to walk after salvation come into our lives. Paul knew that. And I want you to notice something. I didn't say paths, did I not? I said a path that we have to walk. The scripture plainly states to us, the strait is a gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there to find it. Patty, the longer that I am a Christian, the more that I believe that that scripture holds true time after time. It holds true for my family. It holds true for those I'm around every day. It holds true there's going to be few that find it, that truly understand and truly find out and know what it means to be saved, what it truly means to be born again, what it means to have the Holy Spirit in their lives. Few be there that find it. That's sad to me. That is sad to me this morning. Whenever I think about that, and the more that God has dealt with me about that, the more that I can see that, you know, that as we walk this narrow way, the greatest battle that many will face in here will be the battle in their mind, will be in the recesses of their mind. I'm telling you, I'm one here this morning that can stand before you and tell you that I have battled many a thing in my mind. You say, Dave, well, do you know what's because the devil wants to make sure of this, my thoughts. He wants to make sure of what goes through my mind and what goes on. There is a worldwide view that permeates almost every aspect of society today. And that tells us that anything goes. I'm here to tell you as a Christian this morning, not everything goes. Not everything goes, brothers and sisters. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. We need to get our noses into God's Word. We need to understand what is going on, because not everything goes. Whatever you do, as long as it doesn't affect others. Some people say that's okay. That is not what the Bible says. Can I say that to you this morning? That is not what the Word of God says. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into that lie. If it feels good, do it. Don't fall into the lie. If it looks good, taste it. If you're not sure, try it anyway. It'll be okay in the long run. That is not what the Bible tells us. You can make up your mind. That is not what the Word of God tells us. And in many cases, and this is what's sad to me, Christians have bought into this. They have bought into this lie that is permeating from out the world, that goes out that you know what? That everything is okay. Amen? It is a lie straight from the pits of hell. I'm not here to put anybody down or to torture anybody, but I'm here to tell you this morning that don't buy into that. There is a difference, and Christians should not buy into that. Or that is why the Bible said, with the renewing of our minds. I'm here this morning, and I want to lay it out there to you as we begin this new year. You know, to look out. We should stand apart. We should be come out from among them. We should be a separate people. We should stick out like a sore thumb, brothers and sisters. We should stick out. Have you ever heard anybody say that? We should stick out like a sore thumb. We may look the same on the outside, but everything on the inside should be different. And the way that we act, the way that we speak, the way that we listen, the way that we feel, and the way that we understand should all be different than what the world tries to put upon us. Our whole being should come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It should come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you that this morning. Proverbs 23:7 tells us this. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's a man or a woman. As a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. And brother said, there are times, can I say this? There are times what emanates from our minds and from our thoughts should be so much better than what we put out there sometimes. I say this because I say Sean did a good job on Job here a while back. But over in Job 21:6, he tells us this. When I think about this is Job talking. When I think about this, I'm terrified, and trembling seizes my body. What was Job talking about? What was he talking about? He was talking about whenever he looked at how it looked like the ones that didn't even worry about God, whenever he looked at them, and the ones that didn't even talk about God, didn't even think about God, they were getting by just fine. Their lives were just as good. Their lives were good. Their lives were just great. And Job was saying, whenever he thought about that, he said, I trembled, my body trembled. Why? because he couldn't understand. See, his mind, his thoughts, his thought process, he was one of the people. Job is thinking how that the wicked, he says how the wicked people seem to have everything go their way. And when Job starts thinking about that, his body starts to have seizures. He starts to tremble. Let me ask you questions. Have your thoughts ever overtaken you like that? I'm just going to be honest with you. There's been times in my life, my thoughts have overtaken me during that. I'm thinking, you know, here I am trying to serve the Lord, and this is just my mind. Have you ever thought this? Here I am trying to serve the Lord, but this guy down the road, he can do whatever he wants to, and it seems like that nothing ever happens to him. Have you ever thought that? This preacher has. God went on to tell Job, he said, their day was come, more or less what he said. Their day will come. We're not to worry about that. That's why I'm trying to get to across to you this morning. I don't know what your thoughts are, and I venture to say that there's some of you who have the same thoughts that I have. But I think that you know what I'm talking about here this morning. You start thinking angry thoughts. You keep feeding that anger, and before you know it, you're in a rage, thinking about, why does it have to be this way? Why does it have to be this way? Or you start thinking depressing thoughts. I thought that went right along with what Greg said this morning. There isn't a one of us in here this morning that at times in our life have not got depressed about something, you know, something that's going on in this world, or something. That's why the Bible says to renew our minds, because we serve one that is so much better than that. I'm not here to tell you that I'm better, that I'm above that. Because I think depressing thoughts myself. And I think all of us in here from time to time have done that. And that's nothing against you or anybody else in here. But it's just the ways that we are made up sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, I believe we can overcome these things. Amen. Have you ever thought, I can't do anything? I guarantee if you're a preacher, you've thought that. Amen? I know I'm no good to anybody anymore. Have you ever been there? I mean, I write these thoughts down. Maybe it's just me that thinks this, but have you ever been there? We are so much better than what comes from these minds from time to time. Why? I'll give you one scripture why. It's 1 Peter 2:9. It says this, and you all know it. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Brothers and sisters, there's something different about us. And as we start down through 2019, I want you to, this is my hope and my prayer for you, that you take control of your mind and let Jesus go, and let the Holy Ghost and let the Word of God permeate it and let it soak in there each and every day. Because I'm telling you right now, without that, we're out here at the whim of the devil and we're letting our minds go. And I'm here to tell you this morning, and I'm going to be just honest with you as I can be, you would not want to be in this mind sometimes. Amen? Oh, you think you'll hear the preacher? That you need to throw that out the window. I'm a man on this earth. I am a man on this earth, and God deals with me all the time, and you know what? Satan comes after me a lot. And I'm here to tell you, this is why I'm preaching it. Well, I am so much better than what comes out of this mind. Not because I'm a preacher, but because I am what it says here. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. Stand out. Stand out and act like it. And that's not arrogance. That's not a bit of arrogance about that. I thought about that. It's an assurance. Amen. Blessed assurance. We talked about that this morning. I can tell you this right now. There are times whenever I start feeling that way and God comes to me and the Holy Spirit starts dealing with me and I have to get on my knees and I get up out there and say, listen, I understand, God. You know what? You're praise God, I am saved. I am born again. I have everything in the world to be thankful for. But yet, I still, there are times whenever this mind just keeps going and going and going. Philippians 1:6 tells us this. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Raise your hands in here this morning if you're born again. Raise your hands in here this morning. I'm here to tell you right now, he begun a work in you. And if you let him, he'll continue to do that work until the day that you die. If you let him. If you let him. And the renewing of our minds. And this thing starts when the moment we get up every day. That renewing should take place from the moment that we get up. In Romans, the 12th chapter, says it's so easy, even a babe in Christ could understand. He starts by telling us, I beseech you, therefore, brother, I urge you, brothers and sisters, I exhort you. He said, I strongly advise you, earnestly persuade you. That's what he's telling us. He said, brethren, oh, do you realize that only the born again, when you read that scripture right there, that only the born again can present their bodies a living sacrifice. Amen? Why are we living sacrifices here this morning? If you're a Christian, you're a living sacrifice. Why? You remember back in the Old Testament, you know what happened? They had to kill that sacrifice and take it in there and put it upon the altar to cover the sins. Praise God, Jesus Christ died once for our sins, and we are to present ourselves a living sacrifice every day. The only problem with a living sacrifice sometimes is it wants to crawl off the altar. Amen? That's what happens sometimes with a living sacrifice. It wants to crawl off that altar and wants to try to go out here and do things on its own. And whenever it does that, that's whenever our mind starts to be affected. The body means your whole being. It says here, when it says, present yourself or yield your bodies. This is everybody in here this morning that is a Christian. Listen to this. Present your bodies or yield your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Your body means, listen to this, your body means your soul, your spirit, your total personality. That's what it's trying to say. Everything about you, if you want your mind renewed, everything about you has to be given to God. Every bit of you. Don't take and just try to give him a little piece of it. It don't work. I've tried that. I tried, you know, Lord, I'll give you this much. Don't work. He wants it all. He wants every part of you. A living sacrifice. You're not just any sacrifice, brother and sister. You are a living sacrifice. And get that and understand that this morning. It's living because it remains alive. And day after day after day. That's what it means to be a living sacrifice. I'll tell you, there was a time in my life I was dead. And Jesus Christ came into my heart and made me alive. I can't explain it any more, any better than that. I know I was once over here, and he sucked me over here, and I knew what happened. I became alive. I told you I went to school, and people knew that there was a change. They knew it. They didn't have to ask me. They knew it. And as I walk with them kids in school, as I walk with the kids then, I was a kid too, as we walked together through school, and as I tried to witness to all of them, no, not every one of them wanted to hear it. Not every one of them wanted to hear the message of Jesus Christ. They understood that I was changed, but they didn't. Some of them didn't want to hear it. I hope and pray. I haven't seen any of them for years. I graduated in 1976, and I haven't seen one of my classmates probably since then. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I hope and pray that they've come to know the realization that Jesus Christ is real. And it wasn't because I didn't tell them. It wasn't because I didn't tell them. You know, listen, do your thoughts really matter? Yes, they matter. Your thoughts really matter. It is a big deal, the way that we think. I'll tell you right now, you think I'm making much ado about nothing here this morning? Don't check out on me like I said a little bit ago. Stay with me here a little bit. If it is where you check back in right now, I want you to listen to this. Satan wants to take over your thoughts. Look at Mark 7, 18 through 23. I want you to turn there. Your thoughts will defile you because he knows if he does. Let's go to the scripture. Mark 7, 18 through 23. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding? Also, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. Do you not perceive that whosoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him?
because it enters not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all meat. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth a man. For from within, out of the heart of a man, proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. Listen to this. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Tell me again that your thoughts do not matter. Our thoughts matter. Yes, they do. That's why Paul's saying here, he said, listen, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is the thoughts that defile you. It is our thoughts. Listen, every evil action that Jesus listed, he listed pride, slander, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, every evil thought that you do, it has to start out as an evil thought first. That's how it starts. And according to Jesus, it's the evil thought itself. It is a big deal because you can be unacceptable to God because of these thoughts if it defiles you. That's just as plain and simple as I can tell. Now, in Colossians 1:21, turn there with me too. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind. Let me read that again. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. We can be enemies of God in our mind. You get that? Our thoughts matter. We're starting out. Here we are, the 30th of December, 2018. And I'm here to ask you this morning, our thoughts, our mind, what comes out of our mind is important. We need to renew these minds beginning right today, right this morning. Paul told him in 2 Corinthians 10:5, when he told them, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Brothers and sisters, our mind, again, I'm going to tell you, is the first line of defense. Every thought into captivity. Every thought. Man, it's hard. Is it not? That's hard. But listen to me. We want to renew these minds. We want to grow closer. I say this all the time, and I am dead serious about this. If you've not grown any in your spiritual walk from January 1st, 2018 till January 1st of 2019, there's something wrong with your walk. There's something wrong with it. I'm here to tell you. I'm being honest with you. This is a growing thing. This path that we walk is a growing thing. As Christians, we need to be growing on a day-to-day. We need to grow on a day-to-day basis. We need to grow on a week-to-week basis. We need to grow. If we're not growing, we're standing still. And brothers and sisters, if we're standing still long enough, we're going to go backwards. We're going backwards. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And he goes on down in verses 12, on chapter 12 there, and he says this, to just bring it out there. He said, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Let your love be true, is what he's trying to say in verse 9. Verse 10, he said, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honoring, preferring one another. Verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessities of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, and bless and curse not. I'm going to tell you right there, that is hard scripture, but it is scripture for everybody, including the preacher here this morning. Bless them which persecute you. Bless them which persecute you. I'm going to say it again. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, revenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemies hunger, feed them. If they thirst, give them drink, for by doing so thou shalt heap coals of fire on their head, and be not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good.
The renewing of our minds with that scripture right there. That's hard scripture. Are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's begin 2019. I want you to pray for me that I will take this scripture, that I will take this scripture and apply it to my life each and every day. Is what I want to do. That I can renew my mind each and every day to live the way that He wants. That whenever the battle, whenever Satan comes against me, and now this first line of defense is my mind. And if I can get it under control, praise God, I can get the rest of it under control. Amen? We've allowed the world and the God of this world to tell us how and what to think. We have. I'm sorry, but we have allowed the God of this world, we've allowed the world system to try to dictate to us how we should think and how we should feel and how our mind should act. It don't take you long to go on television and flip through the stations to find how the world's trying to make you think. Amen? Just flip through it. I'm just telling you, if you want to do a little bit of a study course, just flip through the television, and it don't take long to see how. Just listen to the radio, secular music, and see if they do not want to get, if there's not wanting to get a hold of your mind. Just look at it and see, and tell me if I'm telling you the truth, because I believe I am. I believe I am. Some of you in here may remember whenever it was bad whenever they said one little cuss word on TV. They took them off the air. Now it's free. It's free. Whatever they want to say, whatever they want to do, whatever they want to portray, it's out there. The renewing of our minds. What goes on, this is important. What we listen to, what we watch, what we read. This goes not only for us, but what we let our children watch and read. Amen? Amen? The renewing of our minds. I want to read it again, then I'm going to close. They come and get a song. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And by the way, you know where it says it's reasonable service? Don't think it's something big or out of the way that God's asking you to do this. For what He's done for us, it's just our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Will you join with me starting today? Will you do that? Will you pray with me? I'll pray for you. You pray for me. How about that? I'm going to ask you, well, I want you to pray for me and pray for my mind down through 2019. Try to remember to pray for me in my mind. I don't know if you can do it every day, but pray for me at least once a week if you can for my mind, and I will pray for you. I want to do that. Everybody in this church has promised to do that. As they get a song here this morning, I don't know if there's anybody, I don't know, but I want us as a church to come this way this morning and let's pray. Would you be willing to do that this morning? Let's all come up this way and pray. And pray that God will just take a hold of our minds down through the year. Take a hold of them and use them for His will. And not let the world take a hold of them. Let's do that this morning.